Welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nobody brings us stuff like you bring us stuff. So that's one of the reasons we love having you here is you bring us stuff. What'd you bring us today?
Yeah. So our team has been busy working on our annual meeting and Lit Drop event that's going to be taking place this Thursday. So I brought a booklet that we have printed for our event for people to take notes and just kind of like help guide them through the event.
This is the best annual meeting booklet I've ever seen.
Aww.
It's easy to handle. It's colorful. There are photos. Yeah. It's not boring. There's a place for me to doodle and scribble in here.
Yeah.
So A plus.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I got a pretty talented team helping me out. So Amy Bailey, I'm sure you know her.
Oh, yeah.
So she's our marketing manager, and she is just incredibly talented. We are so grateful to be able to work with her.
I can literally see Amy's fingerprints on here.
I know, right?
Yeah. She does a really nice job. So some of the photos inside, who are these people? Are these people you work with, people that are speaking? Who are they?
Yeah, so we have our team that's kind of highlighted on the inside page there. And then we just have the event broken down into the different sessions that people are going to be able to participate in during our event. So we combined our annual meeting. We shifted the time of year that we're hosting it. It's typically been in the fall. We're trying something a little new this year, so we'll see how it works. But we combined it with the Lit Drop. So I don't know if you've heard me talk about that before.
Let's talk about what a Lit Drop is.
Okay. So the South Dakota Department of Tourism has a Welcome Center program. There's 5 Welcome Centers across the state, and we partner with them to collect the materials that will be displayed in the Welcome Centers for industry members. So all 4 of the regional offices host their own Lit Drop, and then businesses are able to come to that event, drop their materials off, and we take care of the shipping. So you don't have to run them out there. You don't have to pay for shipping. So we try to make it super easy. So this year, the Lit Drop is taking place in conjunction with our annual meeting. We'll open that up an hour before the meeting starts, and then we'll have another hour at the end of the day when we wrap things up for people to drop their stuff off. So that part of the event is absolutely free. Anyone in the industry can participate in that. Bring your stuff, and then you can go on your way if you'd like. Or we would love to have people join us to learn more about the work that Travel South Dakota is doing, as well as new opportunities and some marketing training that we're going to be offering industry members.
This is a great time of the year for you to be making noise, too, with Travel season coming up. I mean, any time of the year is great and people travel all the time, but they will be big time here soon.
Yes. And it's also the week before National Travel and Tourism Week. So we're going to be celebrating the importance of tourism throughout the entire week, May 4th through the 10th. It's a national celebration. So you'll probably hear about it in other places as well.
Home is great. I love home, but getting away can really help make home better, and getting away just mentally, we need to do it.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, everything that everybody experienced 5 years ago during COVID really kind of highlighted the importance of taking the time to plan out your vacations and get away. It just helps everyone's mental health. It's good for everybody all the way around. So that is one of the things that we're monitoring alongside Travel South Dakota. But, you know, with the uncertainty in the economy right now, everybody's kind of holding their breath to see what the summer will bring. But we are excited to, you know, be arm in arm with Travel South Dakota in making sure that our industry members have the ability to keep South Dakota top of mind. And that's one of the things that we did during COVID. South Dakota really didn't take a step back. We took a step forward, trying to make sure people remember us. And so if there is some uncertainty, you know, with travel this summer, maybe those people aren't going to be traveling to California or New York or those big trips. You know, if their budgets are a little tight, maybe they'll stay a little bit closer to home and consider a trip up to our area if that works for their budget a little more.
For various reasons, I think people are talking more about South Dakota nationally than ever before. Agree or disagree?
I absolutely agree. And I think that one of the big reasons is because of the expertise and the just masterful deployment of the tourism dollars that we are lucky to have here in South Dakota by the Department of Tourism, being led by Secretary Jim Hagan. So we have one of the top-notch tourism departments in the entire country. And we're super excited because Secretary Hagan's going to be joining us at our annual meeting as our keynote speaker. And so we'll get to hear a little bit from him about the work that they're doing. And then I'm sure he'll give us an update on the travel sentiment for this upcoming summer too.
Let's go back to that photo in this little booklet you gave me. You mentioned Amy and then there's you, but there's 3 other people in this photo. Who are those folks?
Very important people. Sue Lenzen is our office assistant. She is just my right-hand gal. She keeps me organized, keeps the entire team organized. Casey Tao is our bookkeeper, so she keeps everybody on track that way. And then Emily Schaefer is formerly from the Experience Sioux Falls team. She used to help them with their graphic design, and so she helps us out. So she's Amy's marketing assistant. So we have a really close-knit, hardworking team that makes all the magic happen in our office.
What else is on your tourism mind this morning with this annual meeting coming up and travel time coming up?
You know, I think I came in and spoke with you about the marketing summit that we hosted last September, and it was a fantastic event. You know, we actually had overflow with the event, with the number of people that participated, but we took the feedback from that event and integrated it into this event. So people were looking for more information on like the best tactics using social media and some of those like digital marketing strategies. So we molded our fireside chat this time around those wants and needs. So we have Alana Snyder with 605 Magazine, Laura Mitchell with Lawrence and Schiller, and Stephanie Spronk from Travel South Dakota. She leads up their kind of digital marketing and social media. So they're going to be answering questions, and we made it really fun. It's going to be an interactive session, so people will be able to engage with them through some technology that we've integrated with it. So we're super excited about that one. And then we're bringing USD Beacom School of Business back. So we heard from our participants last September that they were looking for more information on how to utilize AI. That's the, you know, the hot trend right now. But really getting a good session or good pointers on how to specifically utilize it to promote tourism. So she's going to be leading that session as well. And then I will be giving our annual report and going over some of the opportunities that we offer. We'll be announcing our Innovation Award winner. So Bruce and his team will be giving tours of the world's largest archery center. So I forgot to mention, we're going to be here in Yankton for this event. And then we'll open up the Lit Drop again.
Archery Center is a great place to have an event.
It is, yeah. And I'm excited too, because I don't think a lot of these folks that will be attending have been there before. So I'm really excited to be able to showcase the facility to them. And I hope they enjoy it as much as we all do.
You still carry a little weight over there, don't you?
A little bit.
All right. And people can easily find you at the Mead here in Yankton.
That is true, yes. Or you can find us online at southeastsouthdakota.com. If you're interested in attending the event, you can just shoot us an email. It's info@southeastsouthdakota.com. Or you could find our industry. We have two Facebook pages. We have one that is set up. It's a visitor-facing industry page, and then visitor-facing page. And then we have our industry page. So it's Southeast South Dakota Tourism Association for that one. And our event is on there. So you can find more information about it there.
Thanks for the info. Always good to visit with you, and hope this goes well.
Thank you.